This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with their Extension Crop Report. This report is in response to a program that will be held in Parsons on January 24th called The Weeds of Eastern Kansas. K-State Weed and Herbicide Specialist Sarah Lancaster and Forage Specialist Bruno Pedrera will be speaking on all things weeds in crops and pastures. This will be a great time to come and ask your herbicide-related questions. Please call your local Extension office or visit our webpage if you are interested. This will be in Parsons on January 24th from 11:30 to 1:30. Italian ryegrass, also called annual ryegrass, has a high potential to be problematic this spring. The dry soils kept the ryegrass seeds from germinating until the first rain we got in mid-October, the same time that we were planting wheat. Generally, we controlled the first flush of ryegrass with either tillage or herbicides, but the germination was delayed. Other winter annuals like henbit are also likely to be a bigger problem. Italian ryegrass is a prolific seed producer at thousands of seeds per plant and can take over parts of a wheat field. Besides a reduction in yield, it can also cause a dockage at the irrigation elevator. Italian ryegrass didn't used to be much of an issue, but it has developed resistances to our common wheat herbicides, which is why we need to use the newer technologies to control it. Like any weed, insect, or fungus, the primary control is cultural, with proper rotation and planting into clean fields. Ryegrass does a little better with acidic soils, below a pH of 6.0. It also handles wetter soil better than wheat, and often outcompetes in the wetter parts of the field. It is no wonder we can have worse ryegrass problems in this part of the state, with our acidic soils and wet winters. Ryegrass germinates after wheat is planted, and makes a viable seed before the wheat is harvested, so the combine ends up spreading it farther. For the most part, control is going to have some chemical component to it. Much of the Italian ryegrass in this area seems to be developing resistances to the Group 2 herbicides, the ALS inhibitors, such as Vinesse, Olympus, Osprey, and beyond. A Group 2 ALS herbicides are a big class, so some of that in that family are going to work better than others in the resistant herbicide ryegrass populations. New herbicide modes of action such as those in Group 15 are needed, and this includes herbicides of Decidua, Anthoflex, and others. However, these have to be applied at the right time, shortly after weed emergence and what is called delayed emergent herbicide. These herbicides are also somewhat dependent on weather for activation as well. For a shorter residual time, if you are worried about next crop injury, I would also consider a Group 1 herbicide, Axial XL or Axial Bold. True post-emergent control of Italian ryegrass is a little harder because we use so rye so heavily on ALS inhibitors that are no longer as effective. But there are still some options. For certain though, attempting to control Italian ryegrass in the spring shortly before wheat joining is unlikely to work. It's important to get control as early as possible. No matter what is used though, be sure to read the label and know what the planting restrictions are before the double crop soybeans. If you have any questions about controlling Italian ryegrass in your wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.